Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang, and today we're going to talk not about physical fitness, but about emotional fitness. And we have an expert, Dr. Doug Weiss, who has written books about this, who's going to talk to us about what emotional fitness is, how to communicate our emotions, and a lot of other interesting information. Stay tuned after this word from our sponsor.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products, and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Well, Dr. Weiss, thank you for being on the Strang Report today. And people who know us know that we have been friends for a long time. You have been an author of ours, have written for us. We just appreciate you and your ministry so much. And I'm intrigued by this concept that we've talked about, emotional fitness. You know, people talk about physical fitness, but what exactly is emotional fitness?
Sure. I mean, Christians like to talk about being financially fit. They want to talk about being physically fit. But they don't necessarily want to talk about him being emotionally fit. And I understand that. I mean, I have 4 degrees. There's nowhere, Steve, where anyone has taught me how to identify, communicate, and actually manage my feelings affectively. Because feelings are not stored in your brain. Feelings are actually stored viscerally throughout your body. And so how do we as Christians actually become emotionally fit so we can actually walk in the Spirit of God? I mean, you've been around Christians for a long time, Steve, and you can tell when someone gets out of the Spirit because their feelings are taking over. You know, Scripture talks about don't use anger in inappropriate ways. It talks about dealing with their feelings appropriately, but where do we actually get training? Well, that's where emotional fitness comes in. You actually can learn how to manage your feelings in a feeling state and shift them to where you want them to go, which allows you to walk in the fruits of the Spirit, which allows you to walk in love instead of bitterness or unforgiveness or hatred.
Give us some examples.
Okay. Well, like an emotionally fit person, maybe they get embarrassed or they get rejected or they get some kind of slightedness at work or even by their spouse. Okay, an emotionally fit person doesn't make it about them. It's like, okay, that person's having a bad day. They don't necessarily, if they start feeling the feeling, what am I feeling? Gosh, I'm feeling really hurt or angry or you're rejected. Well, I don't really want to stay there, so they can actually switch it effectively. And the book walks you through how to do that. It's a whole process. And then, but in a like say someone who's unfit goes into a situation, it's kind of like being out of shape physically, okay? And all of a sudden you go for a sprint and you're the guy huffing and huffing and puffing. So your spouse or your boss or someone at work kind of slights you, and all of a sudden you're acting like a four-year-old. You know, you're pouty, you're going to get even, you're gossiping, you're doing all these inappropriate things that Scripture is really clearly against, but because your emotions are running you, you look emotionally unfit in the environment that you're in. Does that make sense to you?
It makes a lot of sense, but tell us how people can move from that to becoming emotionally fit.
Okay, so, I mean, you and I travel a lot, so you're in airports, and you see emotionally unfit people all the time. Same circumstances, and they get out of control. I remember one time, you know, sometimes I'm not always paying attention in the airport just like anybody else, and they were calling a certain number, you know, group one, group two, group three, and I was ahead of myself, so I went up there and I gave her my little card, and she says, you know, you're in the wrong. I didn't call you yet. Can you go stand over there, sir? Now, I felt myself kind of feeling embarrassed because all these other people were in line, maybe rejected or whatever I was feeling, and I caught myself. So I stood there for a second, I said, now, what are you feeling? I felt embarrassed. I said, just feel that for a second. Now, I want you to move to a different feeling, which I think I chose calm. And I got calm. And then I realized this lady's just doing her job. She wasn't doing anything wrong. She didn't make any offense towards me. She was actually serving really well and with excellence. And once I switched my feeling, I could switch my perspective of her, and I was able to, you know, a few minutes later, go through line and not have any, like, hard feelings or look her in the eyes with some kind of nasty Christian perspective, right? I was able to smile and go through the line. But I had to take a second and actually switch it. And in the book, I teach people how to actually feel the feeling. Don't deny it. Don't suppress it. And don't reject it. Feel it. And then move to where you want to go.
Don't you also encourage spouses to share a feeling every day?
Oh, yeah. I mean, part of the emotional fitness is actually, you know, staying free from getting constipated, which is you got to talk about your feelings every day. Okay, if you're married, you want to do that every day. Do two feelings a day. And in the book we have, in this book, Steve, I mean, I've written about feelings before, and the feelings list is usually 200. This feelings list, I think, is between 400 and 600 feelings. And you just work your way through that, share your feelings, or just share feelings from your day. Today you felt, you know, really excited about this or exhilarated, or you felt really concerned, or you felt kind of unimportant, or you felt brave, whatever it was. And sharing your heart with your spouse is a great way to keep yourself emotionally kind of connected.
You know, even throwing out all those adjectives about feeling brave or connected or different things, I remember the first time I heard you teach on this, I realized that in my home, we never talked about those kind of feelings. Either we were calm and things were going along fine, or everyone was all upset. It was like one or
right.
the other. And
right.
I found it very interesting to think, okay, what does it feel like to feel shy or timid or happy?
Yeah,
or...
and it's really, most of us grew up with families like mine, which was angry, really angry, or other. And so you don't really learn how to. And did you learn about feelings at church? No. How about high school or college? No. I got 2 degrees in counseling, and they didn't teach me. I got 2 in divinity. They didn't teach me. God had to actually take me on a path to learn this myself. And in the book, I really explain how to accelerate emotional development in 60 days. If you can spend 15 minutes a day or so doing this process in 60 days, you can be emotionally mature and skilled at switching.
You know, this is a message we need to get out. I mean, way beyond this podcast to the not only the body of Christ, but to the entire culture. How in the world, in a culture that's almost out of control in so many ways, can we help people to get hold of their emotions and to be mature like you were talking about earlier?
Well, I think it's happening. I mean, this book became an Amazon bestseller just recently, and it is happening. People are seeing, like, there's this whole movement about emotional intelligence, but the lack in that movement is how do you actually obtain it? Okay, and emotional fitness, it's so pragmatic that anybody can do it. Like, I work with people who struggle with what we call intimacy anorexia. They're really emotionally locked down. And in just a couple of days of doing the regimen that I have in emotional fitness, they can actually unclog. I remember one guy, he had anxiety about, you know, asking his wife to be physically intimate. And for that reason, he wouldn't ask for months at a time, and she was very frustrated. So I had him do the grid in the book, hold anxiety, switch it to a different feeling, which I think he used confidence. And we did that in session, and that night he was able to ask to be physically intimate, and they were, and he was able to get over his anxiety about that in one session. And so it is, if you're clogged up in some emotion, whether it's fear, anxiety, rejection, low self-esteem, shame, you can actually learn to master that feeling, and then you begin to drive your own car emotionally.
That's amazing. So tell us how people can get this book. You mentioned it's available on Amazon. Where else is it
sure.
available?
Well, they can go to our website, drdougweiss.com. They can call our office, 719-278-3708, and they can order it there. Or, you know, it's available wherever else it's available. They can just Google that. But it is very helpful. And as Christians, if we can control our emotions, we can truly walk in the Spirit intentionally.
Well, thank you, Dr. Doug Weiss, for being with us today on the Strang Report. This has been very interesting. Maybe we can delve into it another time, but I want to thank you for being here, and also thank you for the great contribution that you've made to our organization through your writing and your books, and also for your friendship.
Sure. Well, I love talking with Steve and love Strang. It's a wonderful thing you guys are doing all over the earth. God bless you.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Bill Hammond, founder of Christian International Ministries. Thank you, Dr. Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.